And so ends the night, with everyone in agreement to let the Reverend Doolittle rid the Bob's Redneck Pig Boy restaurant of ghosts, buy it, and turn it into the rockin'est juke joint this side of the Tom Bigby River, with red checkered tablecloths, pretty waitresses, and everything. And every one of the Jenkins family members went to bed with dreams of their own snake pit, with lunch specials and line dances of the electric slide. And the next day is starting out just about the same as any other, with Parley sleeping until noon. But he has just been awakened by the sound of the telephone ringing.
Hello?
That you, Parley?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, get up, you old waste! It's time for Reverend Doolittle to do his little thing. Get all them old hands out of the Big Boy restaurant. You gonna come have a look-see at the proceedings?
I had to go,
Oh, Parley, don't tell me you're scared that old ghost of Redneck Pig Boy is gonna come out and get you. That hay ain't nothing to be fearing. Reverend Doolittle gonna get rid of him for us. You'll see. He'll be gone out of there for sure.
Yeah, and so will I. Till I know that place is ghost-free.
You old fraidy cat. Come on, let's go down there and watch a good old Reverend get rid of all them ghosties, Parley. That way, you'll know for sure they're all gone. And Wanda'll know there ain't nothing to be worried about.
Well, all right. I reckon I could take my good book and a rattlesnake or two for protection from them evil spirits and demons.
Sure, Parley. I even got a little bottle of mean spirit right here in my pocket for protection from them demons in your head, too. Get on up and you and Wanda meet us down at the Redneck Pig Boy after lunch.
Okay, Parker. But first, let me get my old head in the right spirit.